Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, the 10th of August 2021 is Hurricane Olivia, 2018. Hurricane Olivia was a Category 4 hurricane that impacted Hawaii as a weakening tropical storm in mid-September 2018, causing severe flooding and wind damage. Olivia was the first tropical cyclone to make landfall on Maui and Lanai in recorded history. It was the 15th named storm, 9th hurricane, and 6th major hurricane of the 2018 Pacific hurricane season. A tropical depression formed southwest of Mexico on September 1. The depression slowly organized while it was hindered by northeasterly wind shear, strengthening into tropical storm Olivia a day later. Olivia began a period of rapid intensification on September 3, reaching its initial peak as a high-end Category 3 hurricane on September 5. Soon after, the cyclone began to weaken, before unexpectedly re-intensifying on September 6. Olivia peaked as a Category 4 hurricane on September 7, with winds of 130 miles per hour, 215 kilometers per hour, and a minimum pressure of 951 mbar, 28.08 inches of mercury. 6 hours later, Olivia began another weakening trend that resulted in the hurricane being downgraded to Category 1 status on September 8. East of the 140th meridian west. Olivia entered the Central Pacific Basin on September 9 while continuing to decay. For much of its existence, Olivia had tracked westward to northwestward under the influence of a subtropical ridge. The cyclone weakened to a tropical storm on September 12, while turning towards the west-southwest as a result of trade winds. Olivia made brief landfalls on Maui and Lanai, with winds of 45 miles per hour, 75 kilometers per hour. Later in the day, Olivia fluctuated in intensity as it tracked away from the Hawaiian Islands, before transitioning to a post-tropical cyclone on September 14. It opened up into a trough of low pressure several hours later. Olivia's approach towards the Hawaiian Islands prompted the issuance of tropical storm watches and warnings for Hawaii County, Oahu, Maui County, and Kauai County. Hawaii Governor David E. Gay declared Hawaii, Maui, Kalawao, Kauai, and Honolulu County's disaster areas prior to Olivia's landfall in order to activate emergency disaster funds and management. Tropical storm force winds mainly affected Maui County and Oahu. Torrential rainfall occurred on both Maui and Oahu, peaking at 12.93 in, 328 millimeters, in West Waiʻiki, Maui. Olivia felled trees, and caused thousands of power outages and severe flooding on Maui. Floodwaters deposited debris on roads and caused severe damage to portions of highways, most notably Lower Onoʻapiʻalani Road, where cliffs were eroded along its shoulder. Repairs to that road are still ongoing as of January 2021. In Honokohau Valley, the Honokohau stream rose over 15 feet, 4.6 meters, submerging a bridge and inundating over a dozen homes. Multiple homes and vehicles were swept away by floodwaters. Olivia left the valley without potable water for more than a week. Ditch systems in the valley that supply water to residents were damaged during the storm. Repairs cost $300,000, $400,000, $2018, and finished during May 2020. Several hundred power outages occurred on Molokai, and around 1,100 lost power in Honolulu. A pipe overflowed from excessive rainfall on Oahu, sending raw sewage into Kapalama Stream and Honolulu Harbor. United States President Donald Trump issued a disaster declaration for Hawaii to aid with emergency response efforts. Olivia caused a total of $25 million in damage throughout Hawaii. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:31 UTC on Tuesday, the 10th of August 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Hurricane Olivia, 2018. This podcast is produced by Arbulz May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Arbulz May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Nicole Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.